Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jackie Detmar, the Vice President of Product Development and Design with the Mohawk Group. Jackie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. We were together a few weeks ago at an event, and I wanted to bring more attention to it and help magnify the message. I was invited to go to one of your six Savor events. Savor as in what you do when you enjoy your food. It was an event that was co-hosted by the Mohawk Group and by IIDA, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I went to Nashville, but you were in five other cities as well, right?
Yes, we started in January and have been having these events around the country, six different cities. We did Boston, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis, as well as the Nashville event.
Mm-hmm. It was a roundtable discussion. You invited 20 or so A&D or interior designers at the table, and was just to have an open discussion, which Cheryl Durst, the president of the IIDA, moderated. She did a fantastic job. You know, one of the things I want to talk about is this, the message. We need more, especially in this day of technology, we need more conversations, if you will, more dialogue, where we talk and think about ideas, right?
Right, and just listen to each other and see where the conversation goes. We really feel like that the skills to sit down and have a great conversation are not necessarily the skills that we're seeing today in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And we really felt like just offering the opportunity to get together and talk would be a really fun and inspirational event for designers to participate in.
Yep. So a couple glasses of wine, a great dinner, and no mobile devices.
Right. Everybody had to put away their phones.
Exactly.
And so that was uncomfortable for a lot of people.
And she went on to talk about stories about babies when they're developing and how they look at their mom and the communications that they pick up from an early age. Did a fantastic job of talking about how sometimes this technology is an impediment to us enjoying each other and learning from each other, right?
Right, and listening to what your communication is about and actually listening to the other person rather than just thinking about what you're going to be saying next. So, yeah, Cheryl was an amazing moderator. She's so well-read and was able to bring a lot of research and information into the conversation to see where it went. And it was interesting in all the different cities how the conversation was different in, say, L.A. versus Boston and what people were talking about.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people say that you could tell a real leader by their ability to tell stories. And she stood before us and told several stories. I mean, she actually started out quoting Fiddler on the Roof, didn't she?
Yes, and every city was different. We did have some conversations that were similar. I think in every city we went to, we had conversation about the lack of conversation, mm-hmm. and we had a conversation about how overworked designers are and that everyone is, you know, short on time. And that type of conversation, I think, came up in every city that we were in.
So, you know, let's step back for a minute and think for a second. These had to have been an investment on your part. You invite these interior designers in. You're not breaking out carpet samples or LVT or resilient samples. You're not talking about product. You're just having a conversation and developing a relationship. You know, you've got to wonder, I applaud it in a big way, some of those bean counters that are in your organization, they're probably asking themselves, does this pay off?
I think it's really about relationships in the A&D community. We want to make sure that people know who Mohawk is today. Mm-hmm. Mohawk Group has changed a lot in what our beliefs are and what our philosophy and what our products are. And we just want to make sure that we're connecting in the communities to make sure people understand, you know, what is Mohawk today.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did this come about where the IIDA got involved with you?
We sat down with Dennis and Cheryl last year and just talked about, you know, what Mohawk could be doing with IIDA and what we had that we could offer to do something different with IIDA and support what their message is on design. And so this was an idea that we came up that we thought this would just be different and allow us to really hear some ideas around the country and better connect around the country.
All right. So right after me being in Nashville with you at this, we end up in L.A. together at the Green Build show, and you guys are the platinum sponsor, and you roll out this new message of believe in better. So talk about that for a quick second.
Right. And that is about communicating what Mohawk is today. This initiative or this idea really comes from the culture that we have at Mohawk Industries. We're never satisfied with where we are. We're always looking for better. And, you know, our leadership here is always definitely asking for what have you done for me today? And we're halfway there. You know, how do we continue to get better? And so this new marketing initiative reflects what the Mohawk culture is. And we're always going to be innovating in product, innovating in sustainability, innovating and getting better in project solutions, getting better in operational excellence, and getting better on innovation. And so those are the pillars of Believe in Better, and getting the word out on what is Mohawk today is very important to us.
All right, Jackie, well, I appreciate you spending time with us again, guys. When you're sitting down at the dinner table, put the phones up. When you're talking to somebody, don't be looking at your phone. It's a great message. And again, been talking to Jackie Detmar, the Vice President of Product Development and Design at the Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.